Oh.
What's occurring?
What's occurring?
A lot.
A lot is occurring.
A lot and nothing at the same time.
Blue screen of death.
Oh. What's occurring?
Thank you to Zane Lowe for coming in today. So it's Zane.
I know my place.
Zane against Becky. It's your versus tonight.
Actually, Steve's pulled out. Can you do it?
Oh, I'm doing it next week.
Maybe.
Oh.
No, you are.
You got someone better, haven't you?
Matt Damon, we ran out of time. Thank you very much to all our guests. No, seriously, we got Steve Lemack on tonight.
It's going to be good.
Zane versus Steve on The Clash from 7. Okay.
Can I just point out as well, before we get into this, that me and Steve, it's going to be, we're pulling out big records tonight.
Big tunes.
Big records. It's like, it will be a very, very tough fight tonight.
Right.
It gets dirty.
It does, and he's chosen hard, and I've come back at him equally rough with my selections.
Whoa. Okay. Mm. Got to be here tonight for that. Mm. Oscar Karen, situation one. You know Jimmy Carr?
Jimmy Carr, he's fantastic. He's a comedian, right? He was really, really good. I really like Jimmy Carr!
What did he... He was on Miles and said something about you, didn't he?
Yeah, he said that I get... Basically, he was saying I'm an overexcitable child. But he said it in a nice way.
You just get passionate about your music.
That's what he did point that out as well. I think that was what his opening line was. He really is, in inverted commas, passionate, isn't he?
He really is passionate.
But you know what? He's funny, so he gets away with it.
He is funny. He tells jokes and everything. But here's my question to you. How many jokes can Jimmy Carr tell in 1 minute flat?
13.
That was quick. 13.
Mm-hmm.
You seem very sure.
Mm-hmm.
Becky.
His jokes are quite short, aren't they? So 20.
You're saying 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here's TV funny man Jimmy Carr with as many jokes as he can fit in.
Go, Jimmy!
In 60 seconds!
3% of Britons never leave a tip, and they're known as the weirdos that live at the tip. I saw a headline in the paper, it said, Britain faces crisis. I thought, what, we're running out of faces? Most people that get cosmetic surgery are disappointed with the results, but they look pleasantly surprised. What happens if you spill carpet cleaner? If I had an optician's, I'd have them do the shop sign in a blurry font. I've got a friend who told me her new boyfriend looked like one of the Proclaimers. I said, well, he can't. He either looks like both of them or neither of them. Is that a minute? No, we are. Oh, OK, fine. What was the best thing before sliced bread? A bread knife? No, massive sandwiches. Where are we? Not a minute yet. Hang on, I can't find any more clean jokes. Oh, okay, hang on. Of the 5 fruit and veg you're meant to eat every day, I think you know you're fat if you count Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, Jimmy Carr. Like, he's funny, isn't he?
He is. The answer was 8.
Thank you.
Which means Zane Lowe gets the point.
Thank you very much. I'll take
it. What's the kidding?
See, I've learned in this game that you need to be confident. You can't sit there and you can't think too long and hard about the answers. You just need to dive straight in.
It's true. And you did that. You just went, yeah, bang, 13.
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, I psyched her out.
Yeah. Here's your next one.
Mm.
You know Cockney rhyming slang?
Mm. Apples and pears.
Yeah, all that.
Pears.
Is that your favourite?
It's anyone I know.
Mm. Mine is, I'm Hank Marvin.
I too am Hank Marvin. Mm. I haven't eaten anything all day.
Yeah! You didn't know how to finish that in the Cockney.
I was trying to do it in a Marvin Starvin kind of way. I was going, I haven't Marvined all day.
Not once today have I Marvined. Do people still use it in London's East End, though?
No.
Well, we're going to find out. What I did was I got the posh lady off Radio 4 to call up 5 pubs in London's East End. How many would ever Scooby-Doo what she was on about?
1. Psyched you out again, straight up.
Psych. Okay, Zane's saying 1. Becky?
4.
Psh, whatever. This is a walk in the park for me today.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Here's the posh lady from Radio 4 calling up some pubs in London's East End. Will they have a clue?
Good afternoon, Adam.
Hello, my old China.
Hello.
Is that the Rubber Dub?
Pub, yeah, this is the pub, Rubber Dub pub, yeah.
I'm Hank Marvin.
I'm Elvis Presley, goodbye.
Good afternoon, the Blue Anchor.
Love a duck.
Nope.
Lady Angel.
Kushti. Geezer.
Whatever.
Do you not have a Scooby-Doo what I'm on about?
No.
I can't Adam and Eve it.
Right.
Will you do me a cheesy quaver?
What?
I'm not being Easter Bunny, but I don't have any Dwayne Eddies right now.
Okay.
Could your battle cruiser give me a rub-a-dub, because I'm brassic? TTFN.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, Eastbrook.
Is that the rub-a-dub?
Yes.
Love-a-duck.
Who's that?
I'm Hank Marvin.
Hello, you alright?
Kushti.
Ah, oh, good.
I'll jump in my jam jar and come down the frog and toad.
Okay, fine.
TTFN.
Bye.
She didn't know. She was just placating.
Hello, my old China.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Hank Marvin.
Hank. Did I call you?
Do you not know a dicky bird of what I'm saying?
No.
Geezer.
Right, Hank, what can I do for you?
I was just sitting here on my Jack Jones, in my Grundies, and thought that I'd like to get a Ruby Murray down my Gregory Peck.
Do we do curry, are you saying?
Sorted.
No, we don't do curry, we do modern European food.
I'm sorry, that must be pony and trap for you.
Yep. Okay, thanks for calling.
TTFN.
Bye.
Ta-ta for now.
What? Why in taking major umbrage with it? Were you? Who was the judge and jury on that?
The one that doesn't speak.
Come here.
Oh no, what are you going to do?
I'm going to make it permanent.
That's outrageous. I can't believe that.
So it was four people. His decision is final. I'm sorry, Zane.
Four people?
Four.
Oh, I said 76, so Zane still wins.
I counted three.
You just got to be nice to him. You helped us out with blue screen.
You did say 76, didn't you?
Yeah.
Don't patronise me, Mills team. So, I don't need it.
So today...
I don't need Zane it. I have wins. A new hat. I don't need your sympathy.
And a new jumper.
I am apples and... I may be Hank Marvin, but yeah. I am apples and pears right now.
Yeah. What? I've no idea. Zane wins, whatever happens.
I am handbags.